Can you talk a little bit about the changes you saw in specific kids? I mean, I'm thinking about, well, I think about Isaiah mm-hmm. as one. What happened to him? How did he transition through this process?
Well, Isaiah was your kid that would walk into the club setting, and he would sit in the back of the room. Now, he would not be a distraction, but he would not engage whatsoever. He would sit in the back of the room, and he would tell you, frankly, leave me alone. I just want to be here, and I just want to be. I think 3 months into the club process, he stopped coming. And I was wondering, like, what's going on with Isaiah? Hmm. And then I began to engage him in a one-on-one setting. And because I knew there was something about him that was unique, but I also knew something was pressing him that actually kept him from this space, and it was actually a sense of belonging. Hmm. He was kind of like the black ball in his peer group and any other groups that he actually tried to be a part of. And so it was natural for people not to pay attention to him. Hmm. And so I think once he started to see that I was paying attention to him, and I was noticing certain things. And then when we started meeting in one-on-one, and when I told him about the emerging leaders experience, his response was, I'll give it a try.
Okay.
And he didn't even believe that he was a leader. Hmm. And when I told him that you can absolutely lead, he said, whatever, I'm giving it a go. To see him go from, I'm going to give it a go, to confidence that I'm doing it, and I'm doing it well, was amazing. And so I think the part where he began to gain confidence is when he knew that he can implement a classroom that was surrounded by his strength, which was art. Each one of the emerging leaders had an opportunity to lead a club with elementary age students. Mm-hmm. And he led a club regarding creation.
He
focused on Genesis. And so I remember us walking through the Genesis 1. And Genesis 1 and 2, where God was actually creating the world and creating humans and creating animals and creating all these things. And because he was an artist, I had to relate God's creativity to his artistic expression, which was, hey, look, God was an artist because look what he created.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at the beauty in what he created. Look at the beauty that he created in human beings. And I said, God created you, and look at the beauty in creating you. And because he created you, you can be creative. And he ran with that idea throughout the entire emerging leader experience. And then he presented that in a club setting. And it was one of the most amazing clubs that we actually had with elementary school students, because he had kids drawing pictures and he had kids creating different art. I think he had them create a necklace and a picture. And then he talked about how God was the creator. And because God created them, they can also too be creative through arts.
Wow.
And drawing and many different types of arts. He also did music too.
Wow.
Once he began to discover that part of himself, he led out of that confidence.
Wonderful. I really love Isaiah's story. It's a wonderful story of someone who at one point was indifferent about life to being confident in leading. It's a wonderful transformation to witness. But I want to point out just a couple of things, just so you're aware of it. The turning point was when he developed a class. He was teaching elementary kids. He developed a class around his strengths. His strengths happened to be art. And so he began, when Jonel figured that out, he pointed him to God and connected God to him through his artistic expression. Okay? So he related God's creativity to that artistic expression. He said, God is an artist because look at what he's created. Look at the beauty of what he's created. He's created people. He's created the world. He's created you. And because he created you, you can be creative. That was the spark. When he discovered that about himself, it turned everything around. He began to lead out of that confidence. And I point that out because it's so important that we learn how to tap into the internal motivations of young people, of these emerging leaders. Tapping into their internal motivation is a skill that a leader must have. And John L., it was brilliant of what happened, how John L. figured it out, of how to motivate him. There was another situation as we were preparing for the summer day camp. As they were preparing for a summer day camp, I came in to help them a little bit. And another young man in the group just could not figure out what to teach. He just said, yeah, I don't know what to teach. I don't know what to do. So people were throwing suggestions to him. And he said, nah, I don't know what to do. And then finally, I asked him, if you were a kid, what would you want to learn about? And that seemed to do it. All of a sudden, his face just lit up, and he said, oh, if I were a kid, I would want this and this and this. And we all looked at him and said, well, there's your answer. Do that. So all of a sudden, he was now motivated because he thought, if I can give to a kid what I would have wanted when I was their age, I'm in for that. I'm down for that. It's tapping into internal motivations that can make such an incredible difference in the life of a young person. These are the changes this is the opportunity that you have as a leader to unleash leadership potential by tapping into internal motivations, which is tied to the divine imprint being created in the image of God.